This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. As fighting continues in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and said its forces could be defeated this year with more help from other countries. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
In a tweet, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushed for more sanctioned pressure on Russia after the UK, US, and the European Union all announced new measures aimed at further choking off funding and support from Moscow. He said Ukraine wants to see decisive steps against Russian state nuclear corporation Rosatom and the Russian nuclear industry, as well as more pressure on military and banking. The Russian President Vladimir Putin said this week that Rosatom and his defense ministry need to work on ensuring that Russia is ready to resume nuclear weapons tests if need be. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Some Nigerians are returning to the polls on Sunday after technical and other problems prevented them from casting their votes on Saturday for a new president for Africa's most populous democracy. President Muhammadu Buhari is stepping down after serving the maximum 2 terms as allowed under the country's constitution. The election occurs as Nigeria is experiencing a cash shortage, widening poverty, high inflation, and energy shortages. Police in southwestern Pakistan's remote Barkhan district in Balochistan province said on Sunday that a bomb blast has ripped through a crowded market, killing at least 4 and injuring 16. No group has as of yet claimed responsibility. Local hospital officials said children were among those injured, describing the condition of several victims as critical and fearing the death toll could rise. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden is close to wrapping up her 5-day visit to Africa. VOA's Marissa Melton has the story.
On Saturday, the First Lady was in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi, where she praised young adults for learning about safe sex and dating practices. She also attended a meeting of women who essentially created their own banking system. Biden has been highlighting U.S.-backed efforts to empower women and young people during her stops in Namibia and Kenya. The programs teach them skills that will help them find jobs or start businesses, and also how to avoid getting infected by the virus that causes AIDS. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Local officials say that schools are reopening in Syria's rebel-held northwest after closing for nearly 3 weeks following an earthquake that devastated the region. Many schools were turned into temporary shelters following the earthquake that killed tens of thousands of people. However, a local journalist in northwestern Syria said Saturday that many students were absent from their classes as their homes were damaged by the quake and their families now reside elsewhere. El Salvador's government is moving thousands of suspected gang members into newly opened mega prisons. It's the latest step in a controversial crackdown on crime that has caused the nation's prisons population to soar. Matthew Laratonda has the story.
It looks like a sea of skin and tattoos. The transfer of about 2,000 inmates stripped to their shorts and with their heads shaved to what's been dubbed the country's new mega prison. It just opened. It's believed to be the largest prison in the Americas with a capacity for 40,000 people. And it's the latest step in a controversial crackdown on crime that's caused the country's prison population to soar. Human rights organizations have reported that innocent people have been caught up in the law enforcement campaign.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Spain has identified its first ever suspected case of Marburg disease. The patient is a 34-year-old Spanish citizen who recently traveled to the Central African nation of Equatorial Guinea. Spanish health officials say that more than 200 people in Equatorial Guinea have recently been quarantined because of the Marburg disease. There are no vaccines or antiviral treatments for Marburg. Jordan is hosting a meeting on Sunday between top Israeli and Palestinian security and political officials, along with U.S. participation, all to halt a recent surge in violence that has stoked fears of a wider escalation ahead of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan, officials say. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.